Here's Pierre LeBrun, our hockey insider. That's what it feels like to me. Like, I understand why you love Braden Schenn, but 8 years, he'll be 29 when it starts. I just put it this way. If they didn't win a cup last year, there's no way he gets that deal today.
Yeah, but, I mean, Brian, it's hard to, in a vacuum, ignore the fact that you won a cup because these are the guys that help you win it. I mean, you have confidence in a player that performed when it mattered most. So it's hard to ignore that. But I get where you're coming from. I mean, Dean Lombardi, I just happened to be talking to Dean Lombardi recently where, again, he admits and talks about looking back at how things ended in L.A. where he showed too much roster loyalty, right, after That's winning a couple of cups.
Exactly
having,
right.
Having said that, if you look at the Schenn breakdown, which I sent out today, year 7's at $4.3 million and year 8's at $4 million. So two things to consider there. It means that most of the money has been paid out after 6 years. So you're going to have teams, if you need to get rid of the guy, that are more interested in cash out as opposed to the AAV. There's always those teams, right? The teams that are trying to get to the floor. So that's an easy salary dump in that case. Or because there are no signing bonuses in his deal, and that's really important to highlight here. This is all salary. It's a deal that you can buy out. So it doesn't contradict your point, Brian, because 8 years is a lot when you're turning 29 next year. But just a couple of elements to think of, as opposed to some of these deals that are, you know, like a lot of the high profile players that are getting 90% signing bonus and 10% salary. Those are bulletproof in terms of buyouts.
So what you're saying is if the Cowboys win, Dak Prescott gets a blank check.
If the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, I will give Dak Prescott a blank check. Now, mind you, he'll probably look at what's on it and say no thanks. But, yeah, I know I tweeted at Hayes about Sunday, and no response.
No response. I'm on the air, man. I'm doing work here. I've already been called out for, you know, trying to multitask while I was on the air in the 4 p.m. hour. And I'm a professional. You know how that works.
Yes, that's what we are. Yeah. When I think of us, I think of that.
I like the Packers. Put it this way. Here's my concern. The Packers have no run defense whatsoever. And Ezekiel Elliott was completely neutralized a week ago. And I have a feeling he's going
there.
To break out. Yeah, you were there. Yeah. But speaking of Dak, I think that really put a spotlight on Dak Prescott. If that run game is not available to him, that's what you get. And right. We'll see. You know, if the Packers can find a way to shore up their run defense, I'm not expecting it. But if they can, if they can slow Zeke down, I think they win on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I think it's a flip of a coin. I mean, obviously Dallas at home, I probably favor them just by hair. The Cowboys defense lost in how sick I felt in my stomach being in that stadium watching them unable to basically get a first down all night is how good the Cowboys defense looked. So that'll be an interesting back and forth, I think, on Sunday. Anyway, I can't wait. I think when Packers and Cowboys play, it's always a great game.
Oh, we remember the last time Aaron Rodgers was in that building. He put on a clinic late in the fourth quarter.
I'd rather not.
Yeah. No, it'll be a fun game. We'll see. But, yeah, I guess I'm applying a football mentality. Like, we talk about Belichick all the time, and we goof on Belichick a lot. But Belichick wins Super Bowls with guys all the time, and then he goes, you're out.
Yeah.
Because I want to win another one. And it's not. I don't care about sentimental value. I don't care what my eyes just saw last year. I don't believe I'll see it out of you again the road.
You're right, but there's certain players that he'll look past, because I guarantee you at some point, it may have crossed his mind that Tom Brady
Going to be good enough,
may have hit the end. When is Tom Brady going to hit the end, and will Belichick cut bait there, or will he allow Tom to play that out? I think Tom's
playing
been
it out
afforded.
For a, yes, he has, and playing it out for a year or two is different than 8 years.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Eight years.
The other thing I would say too is that, and I don't know the ins and outs perfectly of the NFL CBA, but we know that they're not guaranteed contracts.
Right.
They're guaranteed bonuses. But my point is, I know some NHL team executives that have actually reached out directly to the Patriots, or some of them from afar have studied them carefully, as you should, right? To find out what's in the pudding there. But, you know, one of the things I would say from the outset is that the fact that you can cut a guy in football like it's tomorrow, and you can't do that in hockey. So that is a major difference. I mean, getting rid of your mistakes is a much more difficult thing in the NHL CBA, and all of which makes it even more difficult to not only win back-to-back Stanley Cups. And I told you guys, I think, a couple of weeks ago when I was on, I don't think we'll ever see a repeat Cup champion in the Cap era ever again since Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But never mind winning back-to-back, just being a true top-five Cup contender for 20 years like the Patriots have been in football. I just think the system as currently constructed makes it impossible in hockey.
With Pierre LeBrun, our hockey insider, Leafs in Columbus tonight, and then at home against the Habs tomorrow night. And then they got St. Louis, sure enough, on Monday night.
Yeah, some big games.
Tough schedule out of the gate. Like, I think they have four back-to-backs in October alone. It's going to put a spotlight on that backup goaltender. How do you see that storyline playing out?
I mean, they're going to have to back it up. I mean, everything we've heard the entire offseason and leading into this year is that there will be an effort to manage Freddie Anderson. Freddie Anderson himself, who in the past I think has been reticent to the idea, seems open to it. They need to get quality backup starts, which obviously they didn't get last year in Sparks. It is important. I mean, why do you think the Tampa Bay Lightning go out and sign Curtis McElhinney when they have the Vezina Trophy in net? Vezina Trophy winner in net and Andrei Vasilevskiy. They want to control the number of his starts. Tuukka Rask played the fewest amount of games in his career since he's been a number one guy last year and ends up being one win from the Cup final and talks about how refreshed he was. Not everyone's convinced of this. I know from talking to someone in the Golden Knights organization that, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury likes to play and they're not totally sold on that whole workload thing, although I believe they're trying to talk him into practicing less and managing his load that way. I don't know how Noodles feels about that. I know the Habs have also talked to Carey Price about either taking shorter practices on off days or not practicing at all as a way to load management. Listen, the least of all the sports science, right? I mean, they've been ahead of this field for a while, and no doubt they have a plan for Freddie Anderson.
Yeah, I think Fleury and Price, like, at this stage of their careers, I would dial back their practice time and, you know, let Fleury work with Dave Pryor, Carey work with Stefan Waite. They're both fantastic goaltender coaches, so, you know, they go out for 20 minutes before practice, get your work in, and then if you stay for practice, great. If not, you move on. I know teams would get frustrated with that because you want two goalies in the net. That's where you bring in for lack of better words and not being disrespectful, a practice dummy. You bring in a guy from the university and stand him in there or have a trainer put the gear on. But, you know, Carey Price at this stage of his career, he less practice is better for him because if they want him, I still am of the belief that he's going to play low 60s because Montreal needs every point.
Right.
And last night was a prime example. Carey made a couple fantastic saves when the game was kind of, you know, getting away from them a little bit to keep him in there. And they ended up leaving a point on the table, but it wasn't Carey's fault.
Well, who do you think will play the most games in which order? Anderson, Price, Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky. If you
he'll
ask
be number
me,
one. Who yeah. do you think's two and three?
I think Price will play right there with Bobrovsky, and then I think Anderson will play less. But Anderson's less will matter if Hutchinson can absorb. If not, then they go looking for a Louis Domingue or somebody like that. I'm sure, Pierre, I'm sure there's rumblings of guys who are available at some point, you know?
Yeah, I mean, some of the goalies that cleared waivers were actually of interest. I'll give you an example. I don't know how you feel about this guy, Noodles, but Forsberg cleared waivers for Carolina, and actually, my understanding is three or four teams phoned Carolina and said, hey, you know, what are you doing with that guy? The thing is, people don't just like picking up contracts this time of year. They want another contract to go the other way because they're worried about managing their 50 contract limit, right? So I think there are teams that would like to make a trade, for example, for Forsberg, But at this point, the Hurricanes are actually quite happy he cleared and now have depth at that position. And they're an organization, I think, that has to protect themselves in net to ensure that, you know, the Peter Mrazek career year was for real and that James Reimer can have a bounce back year. So, you know, there are guys out there. There are a number of three guys available, but I think that there are teams wanting to trade for them as opposed to just, you know, picking up a contract for free.
Packers Cowboys Sunday, 4:25 kickoff. I know who you're leaning towards.
Here's the bet. I mean, obviously, you're a true fan, so you're not going to care about the spread, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So, I'm not doing the jersey thing because I've already had to wear a darn Packers jersey on air.
Right.
Not to mention an Eagles one, Andy's husband. So let's make the bet a nice night out. I mean, we've been meaning to go out for a couple of cold ones at some point anyway, so let's
happily
do that.
Let's do it, okay. Buddy. I'm all on right. It. Green Bay, money line. You got the whoever wins the game wins the bet. And whoever wins gets to pick where we're going. Pints, the whole nine.
All in. You want a good steak? All in.
You got it, buddy. Let's do it.
Okay.
Go Packers.
How about them Cowboys?
It's Pierre LeBrun, our TSN Hockey Insider.